Welcome to the Friday, April 20th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Nets Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Düsseldorf, Germany. Now, first of all, we do have a new OpenSSL vulnerability to talk about. This vulnerability mostly appears to affect systems that read certificates from files, and these certificates are not properly validated. It does not appear to affect SSH or most OpenSSL implementations like HTTPS or such that just use SSL TLS. For example, for a web server using HTTPS, the certificate for the server is read from the file system, but that certificate and the private key should only be writable by root if someone is able to swap out those keys with an untrusted key. Then you probably have other problems than a missing patch for OpenSSL. Nevertheless, I do recommend that you do patch. The patch was released today. However, it may take a while for it to trickle down into the different OpenSSL implementations that come with various Unix distributions. This is something that mostly affects Unix. Windows could use OpenSSL, and some Windows software does, but it's usually not how you implement SSL on Windows. Now, Kaspersky is reporting that several hundred Twitter accounts are being used to advertise fake antivirus. The messages all look very similar. There's just one keyword that's probably used to attract views to the particular Twitter message, then a URL that typically ends in .dtk or .su. That's the old Soviet Union domain that we see a lot used in exploit sites. The exploit site itself uses the black hole exploit kit and typically pops up a warning message that reports you as suspiciously infected and asks you then to scan your system, which typically leads to the installation of the fake antivirus software. I don't think anybody who is somewhat familiar with InfoSec will fall for these links. They're sort of pretty blatantly obvious, but definitely less sophisticated users will fall for it. Kaspersky is saying about 500-odd different Twitter IDs are being used to advertise these links at a fairly high rate. So there is some chance that just by looking for some of these popular keywords, you will actually come across one of the malicious advertisements. And with Instagram's purchase by Facebook being all over the news, it's of course only a matter of time for malware to cash in on this effect too. Turns out that there is some fake Instagram applications out there for Android. Just like other Android malware, this malware will send SMS messages to premium services trying to cash in on the infections this way. And Microsoft released more details about the different Windows 8 editions that it plans to release. One interesting edition it calls Windows for Enterprise, which is new to its lineup. It will only be made available to large customers of Microsoft. And one of the interesting abilities of Windows for Enterprises will be that it can boot systems from a USB stick. So the idea here is to support the bring your own device trend. A user in the corporation may bring in a personal laptop, but then boot Windows Enterprise according to the corporate specifications pre-configured off a USB stick. It'll be interesting to see how this will all work. In addition, there is also as a replacement for a VPN connection, direct access is offered in order to gain remote access to systems. And apparently Firefox is now responding to older Mac versions that can no longer support updates for Java. Java will no longer be loaded if you're running Firefox on OS 10.5 or earlier. That would be Leopard or before. Now, if you're running on one of these old systems, you may also be using Mobile Me instead of Apple's newer iCloud offering, and Apple actually currently offers a targeted promotion for Mobile Me users that offers a free copy of Snow Leopard to entice you into switching over to iCloud. So if you're still on one of these old systems, you may want to take advantage of this offer. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.